It's Wendy Snyder here along with Anna Balaval. And I'm telling you, not only is Bill Leff on vacation for a couple of days, Kevin Richter is on vacation. We're going to be talking to Rich Lankoff momentarily. And I just asked Kevin where he was and he goes, oh, yeah, I suppose I should get him, huh?
Oh, he didn't even fake it. He didn't say like, oh, my God, he was there on line one.
He didn't fake it at all. So, Rich, you should have just seen
yourself.
I just
brought him in. He's right here. Yep.
You did not.
I did this.
You had Michael do it. All right, Rich Lankoff.
I am here. Right. I was here.
You don't have to wait for an invitation. You know,
you should just walk in, Rich.
Yeah,
well, you know the way.
I'm going to regret saying this, first of all. But you know, you always had a house when you were growing up that everybody congregated at. Either they had a better basement than anyone. I want that to be the Bill and Wendy show, where people, if they're just walking by, can come in.
Everyone's listening to this on the street, so they could.
But I mean, you know, I just want people to be able to just come in and say, hey, what's going on?
I know. I think that's how your listeners feel.
Well, I'm not talking listeners. I'm just talking, you know.
Don't invite everybody. You shouldn't. We
All
are
right,
going to need a release for that.
But, you know, anybody who, like Rich, you don't need to be told to come in. Just
Very
come
nice.
In. Cause
I appreciate that.
You're
welcome.
You're more than
nice
welcome.
To meet you,
yeah,
Rich.
Nice to meet you. You don't look like Bill.
It's a transformation, and it takes a long time.
All right, Rich Lankoff, you have Legal Face Off, which is on WGN Plus, and your partner in crime?
Jason Whiteside.
And
much rumored, never seen Jason Whiteside.
I don't think I've ever met him.
Yes. He's a
myth. He's a hologram?
Exactly.
Is he your imaginary friend?
He's a meme.
All right, let's talk John Hinckley Jr., because I heard the news that after more than 35 years, and not even really in prison, he was in a psychiatric hospital, correct?
Yeah, he was in a hospital, St. Elizabeth, outside of D.C. You know, really one of the first times, probably the most prominent time in history we heard about the insanity defense. That's why that case was so prominent. Of course, you know, in addition to trying to assassinate the president, that was one of the first times that this insanity defense was used successfully. And since then, of course, a lot of the laws have been changed in the wake of him going to a hospital instead of a jail. Congress and a lot of the states changed the laws to make it much more difficult to successfully assert the insanity defense. But yeah, that's he's been in a hospital for 35 years.
So here's my question. Great if he has he's been seeking psychiatric help for 35 years. And I guess my question is, why after 35 years do they now go, you know what, he's okay, he's going to go live with his mom for a year. After that, he can move wherever he wants, but his psychiatric team has to approve a roommate that he would have.
Right. Yeah, I mean, listen, I personally don't agree with it. You know, Patty Davis, Ron Reagan Jr. have come out consistently against releasing him in this manner.
And granted, the attempt at Ronald Reagan's life was not successful, but the fact that you attempted to kill a president of the United States, to me, is a big deal.
Right.
Sure. And remember, you mentioned Brady, I heard. James Brady's death was ruled a homicide by the medical examiner when he died.
Many years later.
Right. I mean, just
2014.
Recently.
2014.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was shot in the head. And just recently, like I said, when he was examined by the medical examiner, that was ruled a homicide. So John Hinckley is a murderer. He committed homicide. They did not try him for that because they decided, the prosecutors decided that given the amount of time that had elapsed, it would be difficult. And also because the jury did find that he was not guilty by reason of insanity, they thought there would be double jeopardy issues. But yeah, John Hinckley did murder someone and, of course, attempted to assassinate the president and also shot many others. I think he was charged with 13 counts at the time. So to your point, should that kind of person be allowed to walk around, you know, freely? The argument that was made and has been made is that he has served his time. He is no longer a danger to society. He's been obviously very closely watched, one of the most closely watched mental health defendants in the world. So the doctors have ruled that he's no longer a threat. But very importantly, you know, people have come out and said that there's been a couple of examples when he has been released.
Right.
When he's lied.
Yeah.
I mean, he said he was going to the movies one time and they found him at a bookstore standing in front of a Reagan display. I mean, how strange is that?
About presidential assassinations
exactly.
or attempted assassinations. So I read somewhere that even, I don't know who said this, but that there are no guarantees when you release these people back. Right. That judges spend a long time, that this guy was, you know, the closest monitored case, and that he is in remission of his mental illness, but there are no guarantees.
Of course, yeah.
But they are going to watch him closely, and he did serve 35 years, which cost taxpayer money. So
exactly.
Is he
but
not
serve or get help for 35 years, and why, I mean, what has changed, like 20 years ago, why didn't they let him out? Has he gotten better in 15 years? That's my question. Why now, all of a sudden, we feel his mental health is good enough for him to be released?
Sure. It's a combination of the amount of time that he served, as you mentioned, you know, meaning that he has served his time. He has served his penalty for the crimes that he was, acquitted of, but that he committed. And a combination of he has been found by doctors to be no longer a threat. And that's really the standard for someone who has been judged like he has to be mentally incapable. The standard is he's no longer a threat to society. Now, many would argue that he is. And
I was going to ask you, why do you not believe that this should be done?
Well, I just think, you know, given the gravity of a situation, given the gravity of what he did, you know, there's not many, thankfully, presidential assassins in history or would-be assassins. And I think there's certain levels of crime that, you know, deserve, hey, you try to assassinate the president, you're in for good.
Right.
That's even if you're in a mental hospital, which we would probably all agree is a much less, you know, severe penalty than serving time in prison. You should be in that until, you know, they carry you out. That's what a lot of people think.
Right.
But, you know, the judge felt differently, obviously.
Yeah. I had forgotten that James Brady died in 2014 at the age of 73. I do remember this was 1981 that
correct.
This happened. I remember seeing the police or the television reports, and they had said that James Brady was dead. They had called his death and then said, oops, wait a minute, he is not dead.
Well, remember, he took a bullet in the head. And this was a devastator bullet. This was the kind of bullet, and this was the first time most of us had ever heard of this. Mm-hmm. It was the kind of bullet that, upon impact, it explodes in your body.
Yeah.
So, you know, an incredibly violent shooting, an incredibly devastating injury to James Brady that eventually, even though it was many years later, led to his death.
And Tim McCarthy, of course, is he still police chief in Orland Park?
He was for many years, yeah. I'm not sure if he still is, but, yeah, moved out here and very successful career as a police chief.
Absolutely. All this to get the attention of Jodie Foster.
I was just going to say, I'd be freaked out if I was Jodie Foster.
Right, because he's out now.
Absolutely. I mean, he very famously wrote a letter that they found in his hotel that said basically that I'm trying to do this to impress you. Yeah, I mean, if you're Jodie Foster, listen, presumably all of the doctors are telling the truth when they say that he's rehabbed and he's, you know, healthy. But again, in the last few years, he's shown two examples of lying about where he's going to be. Now, he wasn't outside Jodie Foster's home, but it's still troubling. It would be troubling to me as a prosecutor to think that this person, years later, 30 years later, is still lying about things. It's not like he's lying about whether he wants, you know, turkey or ham for lunch.
Right.
He's lying about where he's going to be when he's outside of jail. That's a big deal to me. I would have, you know, not let him out if I was
and
the judge.
And he's living with his mom. He's 61. His mom must be elderly.
And I heard she's not in great health. So is this something that maybe contributed to his release where he's able to take care of her?
Yeah, I mean, she has, you know, the court records show that she has some money. She had to show that she had enough money to pay for additional treatment and take care of him.
And Alexandria, Virginia, nice area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he came from a, you know, well-to-do family. I think it was in Dallas. He went to Texas Tech. I think his mom has enough money to support him, but that was definitely a factor in the judge's release that, you know, probably not many years between him and his mom, you know, left on this earth, but no solace to the people that he shot.
Exactly. We have to take a quick break. We are talking to Rich Lankoff. You can find his podcast at WGNplus.com, Legal Face Off, and 312-981-7200. It's Wendy Snyder. It's Annabelle Laval. It's 720 WGN. All right, it's Wendy Snyder here. Bill left off for the rest of the week, taking an extended vacay. So Annabelle Laval is in for him. Do I say it better than he does?
Always, 100%.
And Rich Lankoff is here. We were talking about the would-be Reagan assassin, John Hinckley Jr. Has he been freed already? Is he out and about right now?
I think he's not. It was just announced today, so, you know, probably a couple days to process, but Yeah, look for John Hinckley in a bookstore near you pretty soon.
Oh, August 5th, he gets out.
Okay.
That's just weird.
He can't use social media or the internet. That's one of the conditions. But
which is smart because he could get a lot of followers.
Sure.
There's a lot of weirdos out there.
There are a lot of weirdos.
There are a lot of weirdos.
Would probably want to marry him. There are always those women who...
that are waiting outside.
Well, he has a relationship. One of the things that was brought out in the hearing was that he has a relationship, but it's platonic. So maybe that'll turn a different way.
And they consider
that
a relationship when it is platonic?
I have been told that every guy who has a girlfriend, there's always hope. It's not just platonic.
Right.
I don't know if that's true, but I don't know. I don't know about John Hinckley Jr. George, what do you think about all this?
Hello.
Hi, George.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Mike, I've been following this for quite a while, and I think it's wrong they're letting him out of jail. That's because his family's got money. That Hinckley Water, he's been getting out of, he goes home on weekends and that.
It's not the Hinckley Water Company, is it? Rich, do you know anything about that?
I think there's a connection.
I'm not related to the Snyder Pretzel fame. I wish I was.
No, I'm sorry. I just think it's totally wrong. And not to mention Trump, but he actually mentioned it in his speech today. He thought it was wrong. But I think it's totally wrong that the secretary, he suffered. He was shot and he suffered. He died from those wounds. And Reagan almost died. And this clown is being set free.
That's what I mean. And Rich said that. Rich Lankoff said that as well. You know, you attempt to take the life of a president. Who cares if you're better?
To the same level of the Pope. The Pope can forgive you, but you should stay in jail.
And remember, if this happened, first of all, Hinckley's dad was an energy executive, I believe. But if this happened today, if it happened, 3 years after 81, he would have likely been convicted of many of the 13 counts that he was charged with.
Because they tightened the laws.
They tightened the laws. So today, if this happened, this guy would be in jail probably for life. If not, at this point, he might have faced the death penalty if that was in place. So, I agree that this person should not be walking free.
We agree with you, George. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm glad you're mentioning this.
Absolutely. And if Donald Trump is, thinking it's a bad idea, then... by all means, it is. We only have a couple of minutes, but I have teenage boys. Anna, your kids are a little younger, but the Slender Man game was going around for a long time, and there were some developments in the Slender Man case with, were they two 16-year-old girls?
They were 13-year-olds.
13, that's right.
Who stabbed a friend 19 times, left her for dead. She crawled away and managed to... survive, and they said that this was a tribute to the Slender Man, which is an online boogeyman sort of thing.
Yes,
and that they feared that if they didn't commit this crime, then Slender Man would have gotten them or their family.
Slender Man is a fictional thing, by the way.
Yes, yeah, fictional thing. A judge ruled that they will be tried as adults. So in Wisconsin, the presumption is if you're 10 years old or older when you commit a homicide, the presumption is that you will be tried as an adult.
Wow.
So
10 is young.
Absolutely. Well, so is murder, right?
But don't you know by 10 years old, I mean, your kids are younger. You know you don't take a life. You know you don't. I mean, you shouldn't hurt anyone, let alone kill someone.
But they believed a video game, Wendy. They may have a weird perception of survival, of life and death.
Do you really believe that, or do you think you believe that? We all know right from wrong, and I know 10 seems very young, but come on, you don't stand 19 times?
Right, and it's sort of like, it's sort of like Hinckley. I mean, it's a combination. The logic behind the 10 years old is a combination of knowing right from wrong, but also the gravity of that kind of crime means that even if you don't necessarily know right from wrong, the gravity of that, of trying to murder someone, stabbing them 19 times, means that you should, instead of facing 3 years in jail, which a juvenile would, facing, 35 years plus. So the appellate court in Wisconsin upheld the trial judge's decision to try them as adults, which, I think is a good thing.
Yeah. So how many years do they face?
I think it's 35 years minimum if they're convicted.
Can they get life if... would this?
She didn't die, so
right.
It was
no,
attempted
but
murder?
I mean, if you're a 10-year-old or 13-year-old accused of murder as an adult,
sure,
they could get life in
absolutely.
Prison.
And, you know, I mean, think about it. You push someone in front of a car, that's a terrible thing. And if they die, that's a horrible thing. Mm-hmm. But to stab someone 19 times, I mean, that to me is a whole, that's kid stuff, pushing someone, someone falls. Those are kid things. This is heinous. Mm-hmm. It really is when I think about it.
No question.
And the poor therapy this victim must be going through, being stabbed by what? Friends. Were they friends? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, trial hasn't even started yet, so she's going to have to go through this all again.
Oh my goodness. She may have to testify.
Right. Definitely.
It's a crazy world in which we live. We brought up something earlier on the first half of the show. We were talking about Bill Clinton. He did a lovely job at the DNC last night. Looks a little bit older. Didn't realize he had some heart surgeries and stuff. But Dana, Neil and I were talking about it off the air. He was impeached. And my question was, you know, if he was impeached, why wasn't he removed from office? Was it a civil impeachment and not a legal impeachment?
Well, he was impeached before the House of Representatives. And impeachment means that he was charged with a crime and he had a trial and he was acquitted. So even though he was everyone thinks impeached, it just sounds like it means that you were found guilty.
And taken out of office.
Right. Impeached means, I mean, he was in fact charged with a crime, but they had a trial in the Senate. And the Senate determined that he was not guilty. He was acquitted. So he was absolutely impeached, but that just means that he was charged with a crime. So it's sort of like being charged with, you know, any regular crime and a jury coming back and finding you innocent. That's what happened in this case, right. But it was just a government trial versus a civil or criminal one.
So right. You don't get fired from your job then? You don't get fired from your job because you weren't guilty.
Yeah, I mean, if he was convicted, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
if he was
right.
found,
okay,
know, if he was convicted, then he
then
probably,
he would have been taken out.
Correct.
Because I always hear that when they're saying, you know, this guy was impeached.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, he was, but he really wasn't. But
impeached means accused and went
charged,
to a trial.
Formally
charged.
But obviously, you know, you due process mandates that you get a trial, which he did, and he was acquitted.
See, I don't know anything about law. That's why I am going to call Rich Lankoff
if
I'm
ever
in trouble.
That's why you
should. All right. Well, how do people find you?
We're on iTunes. We are on WGNplus.com. And just search for Legal Face Off. You can follow us on our Facebook page, also on Twitter. And we will be recording our next episode tomorrow covering many of these topics. We have Len Goodman on, who is Blagojevich's appellate lawyer, talking about Blagojevich's upcoming hearing to try to get his sentence reduced.
He should. That's just way too long. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think so,
I'm
too.
On record as saying
but
way too long.
Yeah, we'll see what the judge says. I mean, unfortunately, I mean, there's been
he's asking for five more or just five with time served?
Well, he has served three out of the 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped some of the counts against
right.
him, but that won't necessarily mean a reduction in his sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So they're asking ideally for time served and letting him go.
That's not
all signs
happen.
Point that he will probably be in there for a while.
At least his band will get better.
Yeah. The Elvis impersonation band.
The Jailhouse Rockers.
Yes.
That's what they are. Rich, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rich.
And speaking of Bill Clinton, Andrea Darlis is live in Philadelphia, so we're going to check in with her after the news. That's coming up next on 720 WGN.